Well, I'm just only just finishing with the psychiatrist, who's really emotional. I don't know how long it's been, but it seems to be about 2 hours or longer. He was amazing. He's a different one. He's moved me on to, which I didn't realise, but I don't know whether it was an intentional surprise or whether he was called away. But anyway, I had this new guy who knew my entire situation, so I'm guessing it wasn't an accident. And just seemed to completely, well, obviously got me more than I get myself, but everything he said was a eureka moment. And, you know, I'm iller than I admit, frankly, and it's, I'm not mad, I've just got, you know, issues with the way I think about things, the way I deal with things. The pressures I put on myself, the way I just approach life, and, oh, it's really complicated. I can't get into that sort of side of it with my booze. There's no need to either, and it's all too sort of personal. But you know, I do set myself manic tasks in a very short space of time, and I don't know why I do. Well, I do them, whether it's, you know, well, I do think I know more what I do than now after that last 2 hours. But don't really want to sort of give all my weaknesses out on boo, really. That's not what I'm using it for. And, you know, I know a lot of people now, and I want them to not have sort of a cloudy judgment of some madman. I'm not a madman, I'm just troubled, I suppose, or, you know, but yeah, I've just got, the big message is just to stop, is to live in the now, really. I think that's the simple message, to be aware of my mental state and check it and make sure it doesn't get out of hand, and I've been doing that, but to also, you know, not do anything. The idea is to get to a position where I only ever act out of pleasure. So I'm only doing things by a pure motivation that I enjoy doing, as opposed to any other motivation, such as, you know, preventing myself losing my house, or ensuring that when I get better I've finally got people to be friends with, and, you know, I don't know, get work. I don't know. But yeah, anyway, I'm back at the car now. I've just found Claude. Had a very nice walk around the square behind the hospital in Giltspur Street now, West Smithfield. Yeah, so I'll go. But I've been given loads of reading and stuff this time, and he drew loads of stuff and on diagrams and gave me them. And yeah. Oh, the good thing was that he said he certainly wouldn't make a diagnosis of bipolar disorder at this stage. There's all sorts of other things it could be. but generally it's a much more complicated issue than a simple diagnosis, which I was relieved to hear, because that's the way I feel. That's my perception of it. The bizarre thing was he then had a sort of 15-page handout just coincidentally in his suitcase, in his briefcase, that was exactly related to what I'm suffering from. Every page seems totally related. So I don't know what happened at the hospital today. I don't know why I had this different psychiatrist, but I do know that he was exceptionally impressive. Yeah, he was very wise. He had a charisma, and he spoke with the clarity of Paulo Coelho or someone, or yeah. Oh, I think I said I was going to stop, didn't I? I'm in the car now. I will stop and fire this one off on 3G.